Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From me to you,
hello, howdy do. I like that little rhyme. Ladies, pretty good, huh? From me to you, how do you do? It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with the rhymes. Jennifer Horn, there's rhyme and reason for her. And Victoria being here. Jay's off today. This is an example of how this whole program is built around how you can win at life with ideas, suggestions, discussions about the ups and the downs of life. Step one, however, in the How to Win at Life rule book is let people do what they need to do to make them happy. Mind your own business and do what you need to do to make yourself happy. That's it. How could it be more simple than that? Leave people alone, mind your own business, take care of yourself. That would be the watchword for the day. I think we all do that. Don't think you do that?
Yeah, but what about other people? Stay in your lane, take care of yourself. I don't know. I think that's good.
Yeah.
But I think that's actually the problem right now, is that everybody's selfish and just focusing on themselves.
I don't think that that's what it's made. No, I don't see that that's what's here.
I'm going to do me.
If you're not going to be, if you aren't happy, nobody else is going to be happy being around you.
Yeah, I think that's true.
That's kind of the interpretation, I think, not the other interpretation. Do something to make yourself happy, because it's like the oxygen in an airplane. If you don't take it yourself first, you're not going to be able to help anybody else. I think that's kind of where that came from, if you take my interpretation and take it for what it's worth. Here's something else. We've been talking a lot. I managed to work in my American Family Farmer program with ideas, but because it's all about family food and the farm, and the podcast, by the way, is available at American Family Farmer show.com. The continuing focus on methane gas, and I brought up some stuff about how little the average cow or cows in general are contributing, even though there are those who would have you believe that dairy farmers are the root of all evil. Dairy farmers aren't. Big ag is because of the concentration. But here's what's going on in Congress that you may or may not know about. I'm guessing most people don't know about it. I received this from Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, who's a Republican from Oklahoma. His memo to farmers makes it clear that the proposals that are scheduled to be included in the spending bill, which we're talking about, Manchin managed to KO the most recent version of it. It's called Build Back Better. Did you know that? That's another government. That's what the bill is called.
Well, that's the Biden plan, yeah, the Build Back Better plan.
Congress is now considering, because they want to eliminate fossil fuel problems, quote unquote, that they would, Congress in this bill, would have the government impose a fee on methane emissions, including agricultural emissions. The estimated cost to dairy farmers for every dairy cow would be $650 and $500 for every pig. So that would be the end, complete end, of the dairy business in America. Wipe it out. It would be the end of pig farming in America. Wipe it out. So, if you don't want this to happen,
but this guy's skewing a lot too, because he's, clearly he's against the Biden plan. He's a Republican, so he's skewing a lot. This is actually going after factory farming, which is what we talked about earlier.
I don't have a problem
with
that.
This is not going after.
But it also goes. Yes, it is. It's going after all farmers. The family farmer should be exempt. Is the underscore here? This is the whole business about government being involved and using the methane gas thing as a reason to... There are a lot of people, Victoria, that are trying to get rid of... They don't want... The vegetarian groups don't want cows to exist. They want... They're anti-dairying groups say that milk is bad for you, or milk should be saved for the cow and the calf and not for people. You know, there's all kinds of nutty stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that's not like the majority, around. Though. That's a fringe. Those are fringe groups on either side.
If you look at who gets elected to office, you think those people represent the majority of these nut birds that make it through?
Fringers.
In the primaries, because people don't understand that primary voting is more important than the general election, because that's where you weed out the nut birds from the people who are serious, and more often than not, the nut birds make a lot of noise, and they get their supporters to vote for them, and that's why we have, one of the reasons we have the horrible situation of these crazies, like, what's her face from... that I think is attractive, but she's a nut bird. What's her name? Green?
Liz Cheney.
Oh, jeez.
No, not Liz Cheney. The other one.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Taylor Greene.
You just said nut bird, and I said Liz Cheney. No, yeah. But I think to your point, Doug, this is interesting because over the last, and I don't know why, maybe it's just all chance, but it, just looking through people's Instagram stories, I've seen many more people who are saying, please stop eating beef, don't eat beef as much, even if you cut down beef, one, you know, because of the environmental impact of cows. And I always thought to myself, I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, it's maybe good for your health to cut down beef and all this. But when do cows really become the enemy of these groups? I mean, they go pretty hard after. Are you trying to wipe out the species?
Factory farming didn't exist, then you would not have these, you wouldn't have these environmental issues, and you wouldn't have people going after conflating the Doug farm where it's like cows wandering around. They're lumping everybody in to one thing, and that's the problem.
And because people are so far removed from the farm,
that's also
true. We've matured. People now don't know anything about farming, and that's one of the reasons I open up my farm every weekend, so people can come see the animals and understand what goes on, the equipment and all the things that are necessary to run a farm in a place like Framingham, Massachusetts. But it goes not only around New England, but New York State, the places in Pennsylvania where they really have great family farms still. The further out in the Midwest you go, the bigger the farms and the less likely they are to connect with the average person. They connect with their constituents, but they don't connect with the average person because the average person isn't connected to the farm anymore. Until the pandemic, most people didn't pay attention to where the food came from. You ask a youngster 3, 4, 5 years old, where's the food come from? It's the grocery store. And we learned the hard way that's not the case. So it's just, it's more.
Well, just so you know, just to fact check this, that guy Mullen that you have talked about,
yes,
he's been fact checked on his statements on Facebook, and it's not true at all.
Facebook is pretty, I wouldn't use
that. No, I'm saying his Facebook sucks. No, guys, listen, what I'm saying is his posts were on Facebook. They have been fact-checked.
What posts are we talking about, though? All of them or some of them?
What you're talking about the animal agriculture tax, that is not included in this. This is something this guy has been saying.
Well, there is a tax on animals that the EPA wants to institute, whether it's in this bill or some other bill. I don't know what the dollar amount is that's correct, but there shouldn't be any tax. The tax mentality puts people out of business, and farmers can't afford right now. You heard me say yesterday or the day before, the average family farm, 82% of the income that those families have comes from off-farm jobs because they can't afford to keep the farm going because they keep getting chiseled down in what they get for their products by Big Ag. Even if Big Ag controls the farmers, but even the markets are controlled by these people. That's why so many dairy farmers have gone out of business, because Big Ag and the government collude together to make it difficult. And here's another example. If the government wants to tax these animals and tax
their farmers, they're not taxing them. This has already been fact-checked. We need to talk about facts. In the Build Back Better Act, Doug, listen, in the Build Back Better Act,
I'm not talking about this act. I'm talking in general.
Okay, the proposal is to tax methane fees on oil and natural gas industries. Cow and dairy farmers, beef farmers do not get taxed.
There are other bills that are floating around.
Okay, that's fine. But I think if we're talking about this guy Mullen, then we should, what he's posting that's incorrect.
So, but the whole idea of supporting the farm and supporting where our food comes from or ought to come from is the focus. Now, and all the taxation discussion that we keep having because
No one's going to show up at your farm and count your cows and give you a bill. That's the bottom line. That's not happening.
This is kind of interesting,
the
though.
The state of Massachusetts is interested in doing that. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So there's like a little bit. So just what Victoria's saying, just to jump on here, is that a lot of the headlines today, like as of a couple of days ago, they say Democrats likely to ditch U.S. methane fee amid opposition. So there's a proposal to impose a methane fee, but that would be on U.S. oil and gas producers, as Victoria is indicating that it's more about that. Still, I kind of don't understand why this is a thing anyway. I mean, if you go into the broader problem and something that affects every single person, even though indirectly, obviously, or directly, farming impacts every single person. But why in the world are we doing something to make gas more expensive? I mean, this is another issue. I was in an Uber yesterday, and this Uber driver's like, I have to drive for X amount of hours before I can even make money because a tank of gas is costing me $75. And he's like, this is ridiculous. I don't know how we're going to stay in business or how we're going to stay functional and making money. Why is this administration so key on making it more expensive to get gas to people? Right.
And then they talk about inflation. And then you look at, I just got my property tax bill. If you don't think that's a way to gouge the amount that we are, the taxes, I believe in sales tax, I think it's most equitable, but real estate taxes, really? I'm paying thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year on land that I own, and I get the rubbish picked up once a week, the police if I need them, and the streets plowed in the wintertime. That's what I get for my thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, you're supporting a lot of schools, and you're living in a city.
But I don't have, why am I paying for schools?
Well,
I'm long.
That's why I rent. What's the point? Yeah. We don't have kids. We're not having kids. Why am I going to start supporting?
Well, through your rent, you're going to be paying it. But the tax. The whole mentality of taxing is so corrupt because it doesn't serve the public good the way that it ought to, and it just goes out. It's a way to marginalize groups and have people made fun of, if you will, or ridiculed. We have a big problem with this, and we haven't addressed it properly. 18 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan doing Jay's work. Jay is not with us because her voice won't support being on the air, but she has profiled or gone through all of the social media items and come up with the following. Apparently, Jennifer, the city of Los Angeles, I missed this last weekend when I was there, had a small dong march. And
I know LA
will drop a parade on you at like the drop of a hat, but like the small dong march. This is
Who came up with it? Has to be West Hollywood. Is it West Hollywood?
Throngs of dongs. Oh, let's see here.
San Clemente City Council. That's Orange County. That's a little fancy for a small dong march.
Right.
You know what they say. All the people, all those guys with lots of money and fast cars, you know.
Was it on display, these things? Or, like, so everybody could see? Like, did everybody have a magnifying glass on the sidelines? Or
I didn't go that deeply into it, if you'll pardon the pun.
I saw pictures of people holding, I mean, there were guys dressed up as large dongs, and so, and there were people supported with, you know, holding up signs.
Was Jeff Bezos there?
I don't know. But see, the thing is, like, there were a lot of people who actually showed up to this, and this is apparently to end shaming on small penises. But, like, if you're a dude, and this is maybe your lot in life, do you really want to put it on blast like this?
No.
There are people dressing up.
There are parties in New York, and this was profiled in Page Six not long ago. They have women organize parties in New York looking for guys who are well endowed. I'm a little uncomfortable talking about this, but I just think that it's a... Right, go ahead, Jennifer.
Just to do a little fact check, this was not held in San Clemente. Yeah. This is the Surfer Bros who pitched a statue of Paul Walker to the San Clemente City Council, put this on. This was actually in LA, which makes more sense because San Clemente seems way too classy a community for a... small dog.
One of those marches?
Right.
I love that these two YouTube guys, Chad and JT, they claim that, you know, that they don't suffer from having small dongs. They just support the movement. It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. Right.
And there were
really
women.
Bizarre. There were women holding signs.
I think we should have a protest against these people. What do you think? Should we have a counter-protest?
Sure. Let's do it.
Uh-huh. All right. Speaking of that, Sex and the City is being revived again. And apparently... there are conversations, as there are everywhere else, about diversity. And one of the things that people are talking about on the set is diversity. And this is Kathy Ang, who's opened up about it. I don't know which role she plays.
She's new, I think.
Certainly know Sarah Jessica Parker and all these other people that are in it, but apparently there are others that are new characters that are being brought in. And some of them
I think she plays
Asians.
Lily. I think she plays Charlotte and Harry's daughter, Lily, who was adopted from China on the show.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so I think that this is the actress who's playing the sort of grown-up version now, because all these they were little kids the last time we saw them, and now they're in high school and college. So I think she's the actress playing Lily.
What more is leaking out about Big and Sarah Jessica Parker's character? Are they together?
I don't know.
Are they not together?
We don't know. They filmed scenes together in Paris, and then he has not been seen since, and he's been posting pictures on his Instagram of him filming for The Equalizer. So I think he has a much bigger role in this season of The Equalizer.
Yes.
And
he's also being courted by Dick Wolf to come back in the revival of Law & Order, the original.
Yeah.
They want to get him back, and Jesse Green, a lot of the original people, they want to try to get back. So whether he can work it in, a lot of these guys do two or three things at the same time, run from one set to
in
another.
In some way, it seems like it's the end of Carrie and Big. We just don't know how it's going to happen yet.
Uh-oh. That sounds dangerous. All right, so there it is. When is this coming out, by the way?
This December, HBO Max.
December.
It's not a movie, it's a series.
Get ready.
HBO Max, December.
Okay.
Yep.
Get ready. It's 28 after. This is the DJV program.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. New Hampshire's GOP governor ordered an army of 80 state troopers to arrest protesters that peacefully turned their back to the governor during an executive council meeting, including questions given on health outcomes for those forced to be vaxxed and those questioning the election fraud in the state.
He wanted to talk to me? And he said, oh yeah, you're under arrest. I said, I'm under arrest? For what? He said, disorderly conduct. I said, okay. Well, once he cuffed me up, that's when I said, we're being arrested.
The governor secretly surrounded the building with state troopers and arrested all dissenting voices. The U.S. Department of Defense has moved to conceal the identities of Afghan citizens and their family members who aided the United States during the 20 years of war in Afghanistan that cost more than 172,000 lives. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Vaccine mandates for children could be problematic.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine for the least affected age group in America, ages 5 to 11. Congressman Dr. Greg Murphy, the Republican from North Carolina on Newsmax, says mandating vaccines is problematic.
I have since day one been an advocate of people being vaccinated. I studied the science. I got vaccinated. Even more importantly, I had my family get vaccinated, who I care for much more than myself. I believe that this is a safe and effective medication. However, what has happened in this country as far as we've moved forward, we've made decisions that are normally and historically made between doctors and patients, now between governments and citizens in the mandates. The fact now that the FDA has moved to the 5 to 11 vaccine approval, in my opinion, it is a little bit problematic.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At a press conference Monday afternoon, Senator Joe Manchin called on the House to stop playing political games and to move ahead with a floor vote on the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Since August, progressives in the House have held the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage in an attempt to compel votes for the reconciliation bill. These progressives have warned that they will not vote for the moderate preferred infrastructure bill without passage of a budget that progressives find acceptable. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a 3 and a 4 on the clock, ladies. What does that mean? The inside scoop is at 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. No matter what else you might be attracted to in terms of listening, you won't find a better experience, I can say that, but with confidence. Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a special. We have a station in Canton, New York. And the reason I'm pointing out my interest in Canton, New York, is that it is on the 45th parallel, which means what? Did you know what it means to be on the 45th parallel?
Nope.
Nope.
No. Latitude, well, and longitude. So yeah. What's at the 45th?
The 45th parallel.
Is that like Niagara Falls?
It's a little south of Niagara Falls. It's the exact distance equally between the North Pole and the equator.
Hmm.
The exactly the same
it's
number of miles.
A little south of the Niagara Falls, yeah.
Yeah. What are you laughing at? What's the
because it's a little south. You said it was a little south, sure.
It is a little south. Yes.
So why is that significant?
I just think it's an interesting. It doesn't have to be. Why does everything have to be significant?
I don't know. You brought it up like it was a big deal, so I'm waiting
and
for
like
the punchline.
Like it has a title,
here.
Like instead of saying 45 longitude, 45.
Right,
latitude,
just acknowledging the people listening
parallel.
In Canton, New York. That's what I was doing.
Okay,
highlighting them.
Hello,
okay.
Canton, New York.
Hello.
Hi, Canton, New York. How do you do? It's the DJV program. I think I said that once already, or twice. The Federal Communications Commission is voting to halt the China telecom operation in the United States. Why is this significant to you? Victoria Keelan is happy to explain. This is about as bad as it gets when it comes to China, and at least somebody someplace is acknowledging, and not for the first time, that we need to be focused on what the Chinese government is doing, because they own all of the means of production, all the company, everything is owned by the government. So when you talk about China telecom, you're talking about the government. So I don't want somebody to send me a note, oh, you're a prejudiced racist because you call it China telecom. That's what it's called. And the government owns it, and
yes,
they're using
owned,
it to access you. Anybody who buys one of their cheap-ass television sets, you're just inviting them to watch whatever it is. You know what it reminds me of? A scene from the movie with Gene Hackman, Will Smith, and...
Enemy of the State.
Yeah, thank you. Enemy of the State.
Very good.
Yeah.
But, I don't remember if I've ever seen it. I just know that I know
you
what you're
see
talking
it.
About.
John Voight is a
isn't it
is
sort of like
guy.
A Hunt for Red October continuation or something?
No.
Is it in that family?
No, No, but it's a good. Hackman is superb as he always is, but he's really a great character.
He was great.
Will Smith.
Hackman's a great actor.
Yeah, and Smith was really good in it, and John Voight was a fabulous bad guy. And so anyway, but the reason I bring it up is because. The theme, the sub-theme, the sum-plot is that Hackman is a tech guy, and he figures out how you can plant things in people's houses so that you can be watched by the government. And hello,
yeah, it's called a Vizio TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's, I mean, wow, I hate to bash Vizio.
It's art.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to bash Vizio, but, like, it's,
why?
I mean, white hat hackers have gone through the ins and outs of every Vizio model, and there is literally, unless you go into the settings yourself and turn it off, the default settings of Vizio TVs absolutely allows the Chinese government to know exactly. Now, it's not like a camera, like they're watching you sitting on the TV watching them. It's not like that, but what they can do is they can access every program you watch. They can access your hard drive, your Wi-Fi, because everyone's TV is hooked up to the internet. They can know what you shop for. I mean, it is Big Brother on such a level that I don't even think most Americans even understand.
Mm-mm.
And so that's why I'm always bashing Vizio. And the reason that they're the most popular TV in America is because they're the cheapest.
And cheap.
When you had to pay $2,000
for a flat screen. And you don't think the Chinese figured that out?
Of course. So yeah. they sell you a $200 flat screen, and it lasts a long time. It's a decent quality TV. And people go to Costco and buy one for every room. I mean, that's, you know... But again, it's like dollar store mentality. Everybody wants cheap stuff,
this is the
price you pay.
Yep. All right. Also, speaking of the price you pay, we've been talking a lot in the last few days about the new tax code and who's going to get taxed more according to whatever proposal has been presented. But do you realize that these bills that are all focused on your taxes and how much you're going to pay in taxes, this has been something that they've fiddled around with it for a couple of weeks. Most of the time, when you find, usually the rewrite of taxes starts right after an election and takes almost up until the next election for pretty obvious reasons. So these people are trying to jam in all of this stuff in a way that isn't getting public response. And it really isn't getting scrutiny from even we laugh about the people in Congress. What is it? Nancy Pelosi says, we'll pass the bill and then we'll read it later. That's kind of what this is about. Another one of those deals that you should now be more cognizant of because it's not a good, we're not in a good place when it comes to that sort of thing. Also, speaking of not being a good place, the FDA this week issued strict safety requirements for breast implants. I guess the mandate is that patients have to get more information about what could happen if this thing, starts. I don't know that much about them, although I know, I probably shouldn't say that.
You're not
way
a fan of them, right?
No, I think that they're, it's like holding onto a baseball in most circumstances. Is that too much information? Maybe.
No, I think, wasn't it Kathy Griffin years ago who described them as like a lot of women in L.A. just look like they have two angry grapefruits on their chest?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the few funny things she actually just said.
Yeah,
anyway,
but this is important, though. I don't know. Jen, have you noticed how many celebrities on Instagram have had explant surgery?
Yeah, getting rid of
them. They're having them removed. And I mean, we were just talking off the air about... Well, Claire Crawley, who was the Bachelorette a couple seasons ago, she has had, apparently, for the last 5 years...
No relation to the Crawleys on Downton Abbey.
Definitely not.
Different. Different.
So she's had all of these really strange symptoms, like rashes all over her body, above her eyes, like crazy things, and her white blood cell count has been elevated for 5 years, and they finally, her doctors narrowed it down. It was the breast implants. She had them removed... And her symptoms were better within a few days. So a lot of women are experiencing that. Chrissy Teigen had hers taken out, I guess it's about a year and a half ago now. It just seems to be that explant surgery is kind of like all the rage now. A lot of women are just going natural.
By the way, listening reminder, for those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, we'll do our version of the Monster Mash on the Friday DJV program.
Thank God.
Early in the morning. Thank you very much.
It's already in my calendar.
Good. That's it. We'll do it. Probably around 6:30 Eastern time. All right, Phil, you got that all?
Wake up and tune in for that.
That's it. Yep.
It's like a radio talent show. Hold the talent.
Thank you. The pumpkin carving that's going on this week, be careful, something dangerous. Matter of fact, apparently pumpkin carving is the top cause of Halloween injuries.
That is awful. People stick knives into the pumpkin.
Your hands on the other side. So.
Well, a lot of times they're like a handsaw that you have to use to carve, and that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And forget if you actually want to buy one of those dumb pumpkins.
Some people use drills.
And those do not work.
Saws. Circular saws. Electric stuff. Yeah. Not a great idea. The fate of Carly Lloyd, U.S. soccer champion. Apparently the women's team beat the snot out of the South Koreans, huh? Is that something you ladies are following? This is a big deal.
Well, this is a big deal because Carly Lloyd has now retired, and she's one of the greatest female soccer players of all time, and especially the fact that she's from the U.S. Because we don't really have we don't have David Beckham's running around, you know, left, right, and center.
No.
So to have somebody on this level, I know, right? To have somebody at this level, she ranks second in the world for the most ever international appearances. She played in 315 games. She scored 134 goals with the U.S. and she's got a couple of Olympic gold medals, and she's got I think 2-time World Cup champion. So, yeah, she's a legend in the sport, and so a lot of people have been, you know, cheering her on as she, 39, she's retired.
Question of the hour for those who are in Florida and elsewhere. Why is it you in Florida, or why is the state of Florida now the place in our country that has the lowest COVID rate, given what was going on? This is a, I don't know if conundrum's the right word for it, confusing. Because there's been a lot of eyes on Florida, both up and down. It was
but like,
up
who's
and
left
down.
In Florida who hasn't had COVID at this point?
Is that what it is? Is that
I think they must have reached herd immunity at this point, right?
Well, there are a lot of people in Florida that did have it. Does Ron DeSantis deserve the credit? He's taking it, but whether or not he deserves the credit. But it's the lowest COVID-19 rate in the country.
Well, I think the reason that he takes the credit is because
California's second.
Shut down. And that's what people are drawing correlations between. Like, okay, California's had the most restrictive measures, shutting people down, shutting schools down, shutting businesses down. Florida didn't do any of that. And Florida and California have fared mostly the same when you look at the rates of COVID. So why did we shut everything down?
Hello. Yeah.
You know, and it's really easy to compare our two states because a lot of times people want to compare California to New New Hampshire, which is just not going to be the same thing. You've got to, the only states that you can really compare on a grand scale are California, Florida, New York, and Texas when you have these big states. So California and Florida doing the same and having such different mentalities and how to lead through, it makes you wonder what the heck we were doing in California.
Mm. Well, makes you wonder what we were doing. There are other 48 states, as far as that's concerned. Who's paying attention to what? Let's move to New Jersey, home of a new film studio. Apparently Netflix wants to become a producer. Most of the time, what most people don't know is that it says Netflix presents on the program. That doesn't mean they produced it. Most of the production is done by the companies that own the big networks. For example, NBC Universal. That's where tons of television shows are made. CBS, the same thing. CBS Studios, ABC to a lesser extent, but still, they are the ones that produce and make. You and Fox. Fox has huge studios, and they're making stuff for everybody. And they every time
but
I drive up.
But everyone's trying to do. Netflix has the most originals. And they're called Netflix Originals, and they're produced by Netflix.
Right. CBS is calling their shows CBS Originals now too.
Right. Yeah. For Paramount Plus. And Paramount Plus has their own originals. Peacock has a few. Yeah. Probably less than everybody else. But yeah, I mean, Netflix is ramping up because they've realized that the way to make real money is and to keep people on the platform is if you're putting out original content that you can't get anywhere else. And that's, you know,
And to control the means of production, though, it's just like the food business or anything else. If you control the means of production, you cut out 30% of your expenses because you're hiring somebody else to do it, no matter what it is. So now they bought a farm. About 300 acres. No, it's a farming base. Sorry.
This is right near me. I know Phil's in our ear. But, this is actually Fort Monmouth, which was built in 1917. And this is just an abandoned, very spooky army barracks.
Maybe they make spooky Halloween films there. Yeah. It's 48 past the hour.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. DJV Health in the Focus with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The question comes on the different types of tests that are available now and what you have to travel. How do you, and for your own peace of mind, as much as anything else, have you got it or not? And so there are a couple of different ways to check it out. Do you want to explain, Ken, so that the average layman gets it?
Sure. Again, about the testing. You're testing for the antigen, whether you have active disease or the antibody, whether you've been exposed in the past or you've been vaccinated. And most of us have been through an antigen test to see if we have COVID. But what gets really confusing, and what actually the FDA and CDC are asking the public not to do unless they're in a research test, is to test your antibodies. Because the hope, and I think in the next 3 to 6 months we'll have this, but the real hope would be if we could do a simple blood test and tell Doug Steffen that you're immune from COVID-19, and it doesn't matter what you do because your immune system is revved up and ready to fight, you're not going to get COVID-19. And that's our goal, that we can test your immune system and say you have enough in your immune system right now between your cell immunity, your protein immunity, all of the complexities of the immune system to fight COVID-19. And that's the goal of getting these antibody tests. And we have some of them now. We don't really know what they mean yet. And only if you're in a research study would I recommend getting one, because you just don't know yet how to interpret them, or you're a lot smarter than everybody else.
All right. So that clarifies that. Next question. Would you eat fresh onions today, now, this week?
Well, if they were unlabeled, I would definitely not. The CDC this week, Doug, urged all of us to throw away any unlabeled onions as officials investigated.
Why would you throw them away? That's outrageous. Well, bring them back to the store and get your money back.
Okay,
throw them away.
Yes, salmonella. It's linked to a Mexican imported vegetables that has sickened hundreds. So that's even better. You know, the CDC did say to throw them away, but bring them back and get your money back.
Well, the thing that really is, I look at this, it's a massive outbreak, by the way. 652 people have been infected so far this past week, 37 states. And the real question here is, and I'm saying this sort of from the farmer point of view, why would we buy onions, put them in a truck, and ship them to Iowa, which is where this all started, and have them packaged in Iowa for distribution, when in fact, either Iowa or Idaho, I think it was Idaho, in fact, Idaho has fabulous soil, and onions grow very well there, so why wouldn't you just grow the onions in Idaho? And because it was the shipping and the packaging causes the problem. It's not the quality of the onion, but that's the whole thing that makes no sense to anybody who thinks it through, right?
I was hoping you would answer that for me because I was wondering myself.
Yeah.
The CDC's urging no one to eat, sell, or serve red, white, or yellow onions imported from Mexico. But I was wondering,
why would you buy them?
Why do we import
them? Part of the problem is that the big ag industries have made it very difficult for you as the consumer to know where stuff comes from. They don't want any more than products that are made in China now. It doesn't say made in China anymore. It says made in the PRC, which is the People's Republic of China. Same thing, but most people aren't smart enough to figure that out. Oh, that's not made in China. I'll buy that. Well, the same thing is true of your food supply. If they hadn't told you these onions were from Mexico, you wouldn't know it because it doesn't say so on the packages as they're distributed. So here we go again with a lack of knowledge that is fostered on us by a big ag trying to keep you from knowing where your food comes from. And there's a reason for it because it's cheaper to grow an onion. Can you imagine? Cheaper to grow the onions in Mexico, put them in a truck and haul them to Idaho and package them and sell them than it is to grow the onions in Idaho. Does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense to me. But the bottom line here is kind of suggesting if you want to eat onions that are fresh, if they're packaged, don't buy them, don't eat them, bring them back. If they're on the counter, you're going to a farm and you're buying them from the farmer, there's no problem. And if they're open out in the display without being in packaging, you're okay. But, you know, it really begs the question, Ken, as to why in the world are we doing things the way we do. So you gave me a little time for my bully pulpit and my farming focus. So thank you for that, because this really is your time. And I should have given it to you. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.